Michael, Michael Galvan, Galvan Jr., 11-15-87. Number one, leg pain. Number two, arm pain. Next number is fever. Next number is sore throat. Next number is cough. Next number is congestion. Next number is tiredness. Next number is taste changes. Next number is lymphadenopathy in the neck. Our patient is a 37-year-old gentleman, married, has a birthday tomorrow, has one two children, one 18, goes to A&M, one is 12 years old. He's a field operator management for a steel construction company. He comes in today with symptoms of URI, COVID-like symptoms associated with severe muscle spasm, leg pain, and arm pain. His COVID test today was positive. Flu test was negative, period. Family history, positive for hypertension, diabetes, stroke, no cancer. Medical problems, he says his one time his blood pressure was elevated, has a history of asthma, but he takes no medication for either one. Allergy, no drug allergy. Social, he does drink. Socially, he does vape. Review of system, as above, with sore throat, cough, congestion, leg pain, arm pain. Dizziness, mild BPH symptoms, frequent urination. No hematemesis, managed seizure convulsion reported, period. He is 155 pounds, 97.7, 100%, 26-9, 122 over 62, heart positive, swollen positive, two lungs, three bronchi, abdomen soft, TM slightly red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, logical and non-focal, neck shows no meningismus. Number one, positive COVID-19. Number two, positive lymphadenopathy. Number three, he's had the symptoms for 4 days. It's too late to treat with Paxlovid. Number four, lots of liquid. Number five, he's going to take Tylenol and Motrin. Number six, will not drink with excessively on his birthday with positive COVID-19. Next number, he also was told at one time that he needed Viagra from time to time for sexual dysfunction. His testosterone and blood work were done in 2023 were perfect. He also had more blood work done for a physical for life insurance, which was also normal. New paragraph, he got Viagra, 50 milligram, number 10, just to take on a needed basis. Next number is arm pain and leg pain related to COVID-19. Next number is, again, lymphadenopathy. Next number is dizziness related to COVID-19. Next number is symptoms are improving. Next number is weight has not changed much. Next number is carotid ultrasound was within normal limits in a person with a family history of stroke. Next number is reevaluate next week or sooner if he develops chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, leg pain, or any other symptoms associated with sequelae of COVID-19. Thank you.